Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting edition of the JP's What? I am that JP on this glorious Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? All right. You all right? So, getting into it already, I had a marvelous Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Belated Father's Day to my fathers out there. For y'all hardworking men out there. And women. For y'all women have to do the men and the women roles. And to my lesbian, which one is you, is the man or woman. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. I know a lot are like, well, we're both the men. Or we're both the women. Well, I'm a woman that, we'll come back to that another day. The point is, happy Father's Day is what I'm getting to. So, but anyway, so like I said, I had a marvelous Father's Day weekend. I took the whole weekend off. I took Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. Friday we just relaxed. I didn't do much, which, you know, just sleep and chill and shit like that. Just did the bare minimum, you know. A nice little summer rain come through. That was nice. Many kids were outside just watching the rain, relaxing. Got some stuff ready for our vacation, all that good stuff. We went out. Then we surprised the kids. We went out to Hurricane Harbor. That was my first time there, the Hurricane Harbor. That's my first time ever. So that was kind of an experience for me. Had a great time. Really did. I had a great time. Definitely a lot more women than men there. I mean, and you know, some of them think they're pretty good looking, and you know, like, you know how it goes. Not saying not every woman is different, but you can definitely tell, you know, some people shouldn't be wearing two pieces, you know. But hey, you know what? You want to let it hang out and you're comfortable with it, that makes you feel sexy. You know what? You let that shit hang out. You let it all hang out. Who gives a fuck? So, I'm just there, just walking the car lot. Not intending to buy anything. I'm just walking the lot. So, man, but, you know, a lot of these, I mean, I'll say it again. A lot of these kids look like douchebags. That goes from, like, I don't know, 13 to 18, but they look like douchebags. Their hair's all over the fucking place. It's long, and they got padded to one side. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I mean, like I said, what they consider cool, you know, is, I don't know, but you know what? Same thing. Who gives a fuck? That's what they think. Is that what's cool with the kids? That's what the kids think are cool. Dude, look like that. So, I growing up, you know, I guess the clean and neat, you know, stages. Well, you know, we can say that, like, you know, back in the day when it's like the 60s and the 70s, you know, like, and somewhat the 80s, you know, like, the clean and neat was the good look. Clean and neat. Look how put together he is. Now is, wow, he looks like a complete piece of shit. He's, wow, you know. So, this is the one. He just looks like a complete sack of garbage. I mean, he just, I guess, I don't like, is it that thing, ladies, that, like, he needs help? Oh, look at him. He just looks like shit. He just needs help. That's so sexy that he's reaching out for help. Look how much of a piece of garbage he looks like. You know, is that the thing? So, but I feel like that's the thing y'all look for. It's like, who can dress like the most piece of shit? And y'all go, that's hot. That's hot right there. That's, you know. Look how he can't keep his hair maintained, or, you know, just complete sack of shit. So, but Anyway, but like I said, I saw like a one dude. He had all of his fucking like, he had look, dude, it's a fucking 101 out here. You got the fucking sweatpants on. You got the sweat jacket on. You know, like dude, what are you hiding under there? Wait, did you explode out of there like fucking like Chris Hemsworth in the new? You know, I think he believes he's like the Thor, like that guy's gonna flick his clothes away. He's gonna be like all muscular and shit, you know. So and then like, you know, whatever. I can tell by looking at him like, oh, dude, you need to eat a fucking sandwich, man. You need to put a sandwich in your life. You need to be on a fucking firehouse diet, not no Subway diet, man. You need something with some meat, man. Cause you about to fucking blow. You look like a fucking flying squirrel with a fucking sweat jacket on and sweatpants on. You can just flare them out. You're gonna fucking just fly away like a fucking Japanese kite. So, but yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, very fun inside. I mean, kids had a blast. I had a blast. You know, wife had a blast. Yeah, we all had really good fun. So, but yeah, so got home. Relax, chill. That night when we left, that Saturday, my buddy hooked me up with a ticket for the Comic Con, the Dallas Comic Con. I've never been in the K Hutchinson Convention Center. I've never been in that one yet. And I parking disaster. I could not find a parking spot, and it's so weird because my phone was like I talked about. I got there like. From my house to the K Bailey Hutchinson Center, it literally was like almost like 15, 18 minutes. It was not fucking far at all from where I lived, which is awesome. But 15, 18 minutes, I got there. I mean, almost like 30 minutes, I'm driving around looking for a parking spot. Now I'm talking to my wife on the phone, like, oh, I can't find one, I can't find one. She goes, well, keep trying, whatever, like, yeah. And I put my phone down, and I was looking through my phone, like, okay, I gotta find a fucking parking spot, man. And just like if my phone fucking heard me, on my promo email, there was a, looking for a parking spot? Try, what was it called, Reef or some shit? Reef, I can't remember what it's called. But I was like, yeah, I am looking for a parking spot. I clicked it. The guy's fine. Parking in your area. Blah blah blah. Like, okay, like really fucking weird. But I typed in my zip code where I was. I typed in where I was. I think it's like typing like where I was going. And sure enough, whoop! It pulled up all these parking places. I went, okay. So I'm like, here I. Drove to right there. It was like 5 minutes away. I drove there. Like, there's my parking spot. It told me, like, okie dokie. So I, there's parking spots over here. I pulled on in and, like, pay for touchless payment for your spot. Okay, so I didn't need to get out and look what number I was on. It just knows I'm in that area. It pinged my car. I named it wife's car and put in the plate number, the payment, $12 for 12 hours. I'm like, all right. But, and I was like, done. Like, you've been processed. Enjoy your day. We were sending you a reminder when your time is running out. I was like, cool. So, I'm like, all right. So I left, and sure enough, there's everyone in front of this pole. Figure out how to pay for their parking spots. Like, oh, it is a touchless one. So, you know, me being the, I know they were like, John, you need to fucking say nothing to them. And I'm like, what? Well, I, you know, just to help them out. Like, hey, man, it's a touchless payment. You just download that, take a picture of that app, download the app, and you just pay for it like that. I'm like, they're like, oh, okay. So, like, okay, cool. There you go. You know, I know Daniel hates me. Daniel thinks I talk too much. They don't think I talk way too much to people or customers or whatever. They don't just think I talk too much. They don't think I need to keep my mouth shut and my eyes down. You know, that's what Dale thinks. I guess people like me should do, you know. Bow shut, eyes down. Is what I guess is Daniel's belief I should do. So, and I don't think it's going, no. You just talk too much. All you do is talk. Talk. You talk way too much, you know, but, you know, mouth shut, eyes down, you know, Russian prison style. So, but anyway, so yeah, so, I get done with that. I walk a very short distance to the place. I mean, that's kind of cool. I took a shortcut through a park, which cut the time in half. Like, man, this is fucking awesome, man. Like, so I walk through this park and see some fucking, like, some cows, some statue of cows, some bullshit. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. So there was that. So I make it over to the, I'm walking through this, the final little stretch right there. And I'm looking at my phone, like, looking who's going to be there at the end of the event. I'm texting my dude that I'm there. And I'm like, dude, I'm here. He goes, all right, tell me when you get upstairs. Like, cool, whatever. And I'm walking around. And I noticed when I look up, there's these three, I mean, just these three, like, just, you know, the best way I could put it is, like, incredibly gorgeous women. These three randomly just guys knocked down gorgeous women. I'm like, oh, excuse me. Let me get away from y'all, because if I know anything, is that I look creepy. Here I am, my little fucking flip-flop, my little shorts, and my little shirt, little button-up shirt. Looking all fat, you know, and, you know, just looking like me, you know. If I know anything, y'all are creeped out by people like me. So I'm like, oh, I moved over a little bit to the left. Like, oh, excuse me. I wasn't up near them. I just knew I better get away from them. They fucking thinking I'm going to rob them or some bullshit or hit on them, you know. If I know anything, incredibly gorgeous women think that everyone's trying to fucking hit on them. So I already took the precaution, like, I'm going to get away from y'all a little bit for y'all, you know, some bullshit. But, I mean, just drop dead gorgeous women. And I'm like, man, I look, you know, and so I backed away. And then I realized, like, I'm like, wait a minute. I look around. I saw the bus getting people. I saw a little bus, a red bus or whatever. And people were getting off. And, like, when I finally concentrated, like, wait a minute, let me look at, like, wow, man, like, these guys getting off here are, like, fucking, you know, ripped, like young Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking ripped. And I realized, like, what the fuck are y'all doing here? You know, like, fucking all these ripped ass men and gorgeous women getting off this bus. I'm like, okay. So I started walking. I'm walking with them. Now I really feel fucking fat. I feel really, you know, I'm like, shit, I can't even suck it in. Me sucking in just still like a little fat guy compared to y'all. I'm like the little, If y'all watched the new Ghostbusters, I'm like that little fat little Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I'm like everyone just fucking notices me. I stand out. I'm fucking like bright and shit. That's me. Everyone just sees me just like, hey, woo. I'm like the little fat guy right there because everyone's fucking ripped. I stand out like a sore thumb. So I'm just like, you know, like I said, yeah, I'm just there like, god dang, man. Like, all right, like, fuck, man. Like, so, I get to the, center, I get inside, I go upstairs, and I went to the, like I said, I've never been here, never been to that Civic Center. I've never been there. Oh, Convention Center, I mean, I'm sorry, I've never been to that Convention Center. So, I get there, I get in, I go up, I go to the elevator, I'm walking, I'm like, NPC, I'm like, what the fuck, like, NPC, IFBB, like, well, that's kind of cool. I didn't know there was a convention going on today, or it's a championship. Oh, okay. Like, all right. Well, what the fuck is the damn Comic Con? I'm looking around. Like, oh, okay, there we are. I see a bunch of. I'm like, there, my guy. There, my little fat, you know, bad cosplay. You know, bromance right there. There they are. So I start following them. And sure, I mosey into the group of bison. You know, there we go. Now we're all wobbling over here to the right convention. You know, those fitness people. What is funny about those fitness people? What is funny about that? Everyone's gonna laugh. That I started the bus. Let's see. Look at a sidewalk, and they parked at the end of the sidewalk. I had already made it to midway by the time that bus stopped. Those fitness people just fucking walking, not running, walking, still managed to get off the bus, get their stuff, wait for their friends, and still beat me to the convention center. Still walked faster than I did. And I was like, God, John. I got to the convention center. I look at the window. I see myself like you, starting Monday, you are losing some weight, my friend. You, that fat guy right there, are losing some weight. You know, I'm like, that's it. You're losing some weight. These people just literally beat you walking. Not even trying to beat the little fat guy. No, they beat you walking. So I found my correct my correct spot to be. So I get in, my buddy gets me, I get my badge, I get in. This place is fucking huge, man. I had a fucking blast in here, man. Just looking at everything. I had a fucking blast. I could have easily dropped $300 or $400 in there, but I composed myself because we're going on vacation. I didn't want to drop any money. I dropped a Hondo in there. But, I mean, I could have easily bought, like, gone fucking crazy in there. So, but like I said, I composed myself, and I didn't. But I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fucking fun in there, man. Just super fun time. And I when I was walking around, I did a little TikTok. I had some fun, and I heard some commotion going on, and wah! Everyone just fucking screaming and bullshit. Like, what the fuck is that? So I go around the corner, and to the little lot. I put my head in. And I flash my little badge. Guy lets me in, and I just stand in the back. And I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking Ben Fraser. Like, hell yeah, Ben Fraser. Like, hell yeah, Ben Fraser. Oh, what the fuck is it? But it's Ben Fraser. So I'm like, oh hell yeah, man. So I sat down, listened to him for an hour. It's fucking, like, it's pretty fun, you know. If I would have paid attention, I was telling my wife, like, honey, I should not set a time limit for myself. She goes, yeah, like, I don't know why I did that. There was a panel of people going to come in and talk. And one was the Trailer Park Boys. Another one was that guy. I forget his name. The guy who played Yondo on Guardians of the Galaxy, and what's his face's brother on Walking Dead. I can't remember none of them, this fucking guy, but I know I like him. He's cool older guy. But I was like, damn, man, like, oh fuck. And I remember, like, well, I already told Maria to get me set up for a haircut and this and that. Like, oh man, fuck, man, like. Fuck, like, oh man, like, if I knew it was gonna be like this, man, like, ah, oh. Because my idea was just to run in there, look around, say hi, and get out. You know, that was the plan. That was the fucking plan. But I know better next time. Just, hey, don't rush, stay, have fun, you know, shit like that. So but like I said, I mean, had a great time. I went by my buddy's spot. I said hi to everybody. I went walking around. My niece and my aunt's uncle were there, you know, by accident. You know, I didn't know they were going. I said hi to them for a little bit. Then I left. Looked around some more. And I went back to my buddy's spot. I said, hey, guys, you know, thanks a lot. You know, all this bullshit. Thanks, that, you know, whatever, for the hookup. I left. And yeah, went on my day. So that was pretty cool. Then Sunday, normal stuff. Went out for breakfast. Then we went to her parents' house. We ate a brisket. there's a brisket and shit and just hang out. And so, but yeah, so great, great weekend. Great, great weekend. I mean, I know Daniel, like going back to that, I know Daniel goes, oh, John, I'm concerned about your weight. Whenever time I see you, like, okay, Daniel, okay. You know, much message fucking heard. I still didn't give a shit about Daniel, but when I saw those NPC, like, the point is, like, oh, it took some NPC champions and IFBB, you know, contenders to make you see it, like, oh, okay, yeah, so. But no, if Dale would have been like if Dale, Aaron, and Shane would have been across the street sitting on a bench, and they were like, hey, there's John, and they saw people like literally just beat me walking. Like, I'm like, how fucking slow am I walking? How fucking slow am I going? Just a relaxing, moseying, you know, walk. And these people would get the bus stops, open the door, people get out, wait for their friends, and just start walking. They walk past me. So, I don't know. Maybe we get the chance for walking. I don't know. I hear the guys now. No, don't change it now. Like, oh, you're taking an easy walk. They were taking a championship walk. They're doing power walks. Like, yeah, I'm here to win walks. No. You're fat walking. Then they were walking. You know, you were wobbling like a fucking penguin, and they were walking like fucking tigers. So, but anyway, so yeah, so, you know, lots of fun had. Lots and lots of fun. I'm glad I went. I'm big on like just throwing it. Like, I'm not going to go, but you know what? I told this guy I was going to go. He's waiting for me. I am not going to not go. Don't ask me again next time. You say you're going to go, and then you don't go. So I'm not going to do that next time. But anyway, so great time. I had a great fucking time. So, but you know, that's all I got for y'all today, guys. I got to get in here and get this work done. I got vacation in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I got vacation going back to Branson, Missouri. I don't know why that, you know, make it sound cooler, but I'm going back to Branson, Missouri. So, should be interesting. But anyway, that's all I got for you today, guys. As always, everybody, y'all be careful. Y'all be safe. And me, I will talk to you later.